I'm not happy with the standard of refereeing. I'm not happy with Andy's performance today. I'm really disappointed. I'm not disappointed on reflection of the way that my players have handled themselves. We're very disciplined, but I'm really, really disappointed with the referee and his team of officials. It was a poor performance, but there's a lack of responsibility or the actions that the referees have taken today will have no impact on their future. You know, but that was a big game for us today. The lads, I thought, were magnificent, especially in the second half when we went down to 8 outfield players. But for me, you know, I want to be a purist. There was one time when I was contemplating getting the right number of players sent off where this game would have been abandoned. But that's not me. I don't want to use that gamesmanship or an excuse. But I have to suffer now because I believe the referees had a really bad game. And it's probably cost us something from the game.
Andy Cannon got a bit of rough treatment out there. I've just seen him sort of hobbling a little bit. There were a couple of rough challenges on him that didn't result in red cards.
It's a difficult one. I've had a look at it. It's a penalty, there's no question about it. And it's possibly a card, I don't know what colour, but it's definitely a penalty. But Andy will grow experience wise, you know, with that type of, I suppose, stick from the supporters. I do believe that he's a really, really good football player and he won't go away. And them games will help us and help Andy Cannon in the future. He's a very, very good football player. But, you know, listen, we've been talking about referees all season. The standard of refereeing this season is poor. Even UEFA and FIFA have complained about the standard of British refereeing. So there must be something wrong. And I'm on the phone every weekend, you know, to David Allison, you know, trying to educate and trying to come up with some sort of, like, solution to why the referees and the team of officials are making so many bad mistakes, game-changing decisions, because I want to see it improved. You know, there's no point in me going in angry into Andy after the game. I want to see improvement. I want to understand why he's made these decisions without thinking. And he should know better. He's an experienced referee and he's got a lot of things wrong today. A hell of a lot of things, which is, it's a shame really, because I believe there's a good referee in there, but not today.